The devotional for today was written by the Reverend Dr. Steve Toole. Mostly what folks know about Jonah is that he was swallowed by a fish. Our text today begins after that fish story, when Jonah set out a second time. His attempt to flee from God's call had put him in the fish's belly in the first place, to deliver God's message of destruction to wicked Nineveh. But when the people of Nineveh repented, God changed his mind about the calamity that he had said he would bring upon them, and he did not do it. Jonah was furious, but not at all surprised. This, he said, is why he had fled earlier. I knew that you are gracious and merciful God, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love, and relenting from punishment. Jonah is misquoting the divine self-declaration in Exodus 34, verses 6 and 7, which describes God as Wenekelo Yaroke, by no means clearing the guilty. Instead, he punningly describes God as Wenekem Ahala, relenting from punishment, sparing undeserving Nineveh, in conflict with God's own word. Jonah rightly accuses God of inconsistency. As Abraham Heschel observed, God's answer to Jonah, stressing the supremacy of compassion, upsets the possibility of looking for a rational coherence of God's ways with the world. On Ash Wednesday, as we reflect on ourselves as made from and returning to dust, Genesis 2, 7, and 3, 19, we may ask with Jonah, shouldn't life, shouldn't God be fair? But Scripture says no, that instead God is gracious and compassionate. This offends our sense of fairness until we are the ones in need of grace and compassion. Friends, as people made in God's image, may we extend to others the grace and compassion God has undeservedly lavished on us. Let us pray. Thank you, God, for showering your grace and compassion upon us. Teach us through these 40 days to be ourselves gracious and compassionate, to love as we have been loved, to forgive as we have been forgiven. We ask this in the name of Jesus, our crucified Lord. Amen.